Experts warn that the downing of an Iranian drone by a US warship overnight could escalate into a major conflict. President Donald Trump says the drone threatened the American vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. The incident comes less than a month after Iran shot down an American drone over the same stretch of water. David Sparks reports.
The US military says the drone came within 900 metres of the amphibious assault ship USS Boxer. And Donald Trump says his sailors did what they had to.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone which had closed into a very, very near distance, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew.
The president says it's the latest of many provocative actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is visiting the United Nations in New York and told reporters he had no information about a drone being downed. He might not have revealed much, but he says the latest incident has put Iran and the US only a few minutes away from war. Professor Sharam Akbarzadeh is an expert on Middle East politics from Deakin University.
I think this is quite a worrisome development, but it is not a surprise that there has been this kind of contact. Given the proximity of the two forces in the Persian Gulf, it's only to be expected that accidents or events like this would happen. The worry is that these kind of small-scale contacts will escalate very quickly into a much bigger conflict between the two parties.
The Strait of Hormuz is one of the busiest waterways for international oil tankers. Since Donald Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal last year and imposed additional economic sanctions, the Iranians appear to have pushed back, allegedly harassing and sabotaging foreign oil tankers in the region. Iran also shot down an American drone on the 20th of June.
I don't think President Trump favours a military conflict. And at the same time, I don't think the Iran leadership wants to go to war with the United States, because war would be devastating for both parties. But it is very easy for small-scale events to really escalate into fully blown conflicts.
European nations are frantically trying to save the nuclear deal, and Professor Akbarzadeh says Iran is taking advantage of the tensions between the US and its European allies.
Iran is very keen in preserving the nuclear deal that President Trump walked away from last year. Iran is very keen to keep the Europeans at the table and, play Europe off against America.
To what extent do you think the Iranian regime has been watching things unfold between the US and North Korea? Because in that example, it seems that the North Korean regime has decided that by almost behaving as badly as possible, it seems to gain more leverage with Donald Trump.
The Iranian regime is watching the experience with North Korea very closely, and that experience tells the Iranian leadership that if you develop your own nuclear bomb, then you are treated with respect. And they also have learned the lesson of what happened with Saddam Hussein, when Saddam Hussein gave up all WMDs and was still invaded.
That's Professor Sharam Akbarzadeh from Deakin University, ending that report by David Sparks.